You're listening to the AHDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK.
Hello and welcome to this AHDB podcast discussing lean and the different ways that we can think about increasing productivity in horticulture. I'm Grace Emeny, and shortly I'm going to introduce you to some growers and a lean expert who have all been involved in the work that we're going to be discussing in this podcast. Firstly, though, I thought I'd give you a little bit more information about why we're focusing on lean specifically in horticulture. So as part of the AHDB Smart Hort programme, we're constantly looking for ways to increase the productivity of the horticultural workforce, and in doing so, trying to find new ways to maximise both motivation and labour efficiencies. So through working with consultants who have got extensive experience of working within horticulture and lean, we have been able to develop a series of work packages that go some way to address these challenges. So for some background, in 2019, we launched the first of our strategic smart hort centres. So these were really designed to implement lean practices in commercial businesses in a real-time sort of setup, and to follow their progress throughout the season. So really encouragingly, as a result of that work, a number of the businesses involved were predicting productivity improvements in the region of 20%. So in 2020, and owing to COVID restrictions, we adapted the programme to offer the same sort of training, but this time online. As a result, we've developed our series of online Smart Hort Lean training modules. These are running until July this year. So importantly, for those businesses not currently signed up or registered, you will still be able to access the same level of information and training through regular website updates that we're going to be providing. Getting back to the podcast specifically today, I'm really pleased to say that I'm joined today by three guests who have all been extensively involved with the Smart Hort programme to date. I'm joined by Neil Fedden, who is our resident lean expert from Fedden USP. We've got Daryl Beck from Kernock Park Plants. And last but certainly no means least, we've got Virginia Cajun Gonzalez from Allensmore Nurseries. To get started, if I can please all ask you to introduce yourselves and to give a quick overview of your businesses.
Thanks, Gracie. Name's Neil Fedden, and I run a business improvement consultancy called the Fedden USP Limited. We specialise in Lean and Six Sigma. We've been operating now for 14 years. There's 10 of us in the business. We tend to specialise in horticulture and agriculture, although we work across quite a wide sector of businesses from central government to manufacturing sites. And essentially what we try to do is just to show people very practical application of lean with a view to improving business productivity and business performance.
Great. Thanks very much, Neil. Daryl, can I ask you to introduce yourself, please?
So I'm Daryl Beck. I'm the current senior production manager at Kernock Park Plants based down in Saltash. So my role is quite a wide-ranging role, working across the company, liaising with the different production departments, looking at improving the work, efficiencies, recruiting personnel and managing the labour side of things, and of course being a producer of plants, looking at improving husbandry and just general nursery work.
Brilliant, thanks Daryl. Virginia, can I ask you to introduce yourself please?
Hello, my name is Virginia. After finishing my studies in Spain in horticulture, I've been working in the UK for almost 8 years now. I've been working in different parts of the country, different companies, but mostly I've been working in mass-produced ornamentals. But now I'm working at Allensmore Nurseries and have been doing for the last 2 years. We mainly grow ornamentals, well, actually just ornamentals, mainly perennials.
Brilliant. Thanks, Virginia. And it's very good to have you involved in the course that we're running at the moment. So, Neil, we've done a lot of work with Fedden USP through Smart Hort over the last couple of years, really. I wonder if you could please just explain for everyone what we've been doing specifically with Lean, explaining both the project through the strategic Smart Hort centres and the online modules.
I think the key thing of what we were trying to do really was we didn't want to just give people the theory of what Lean was. You know, anyone can pick up a book and read about Lean, but really to actually take the technique and apply it in a practical way and really understand how it works and what difference it can make to business performance and the quality of people's work life. So that was the main objectives of what we wanted to do. We wanted to sort of like demonstrate quite practically. So with Smart Hort 1 back in 2019, we had something like about 30 participants attend each of those forums, and We put them through 4 days worth of training. We tried to make it as much fun as possible. So we used a Lego business simulation to demonstrate what Lean was all about and get people engaged and feel at ease about learning the techniques. And then we went out into each of the three growers and we actually analysed their processes. So we used things like waste walk and process mapping and sampling analysis. We then got them to identify where the waste was within those operations, so identify what we call the 7 wastes plus 1, and then really to work on what they could do to actually improve those operations and to reduce down the amount of waste and ultimately improve productivity. And then we got each of the participating companies, and there was something like 30 companies from quite a wide range of different organisations, from fruit growers, field veg, ornamentals, to present back to each other. So they all had an opportunity to learn from what each of them was doing and learn what mistakes they'd made when they were doing implementation and what practical results they'd had from the implementation. So just try to encourage as much shared learning as possible. And then what we've done with SmartHort 2, which is the current program we're running now, which is the online program, very much replicating what we did with the on-site strategic growers. Just going through step by step, it's 16 two-hour modules. And we're just basically taking people through step by step how to go about implementing Lean into their own businesses and to carry out some very practical business improvements with, again, the same aim of improving productivity.
Perfect. Thanks, Neil. And it's just worth saying in reference to those online modules, I will explain towards the end of this podcast as well how you can access some of that material if you haven't been involved so far, but it sounds like something that you'd like to find out more about. So Daryl, if we can go back to you, so you took part in the original SmartHort Centres program back in 2019. Can you remember what it was that originally made you want to be a part of the program?
Yeah, so it was quite fortunate timing for me, actually. I was relatively new in my post here at Kernot, and Lean principles have very much been part of the business over the years. My personal experience of it was very limited. I was aware of the basic idea as such, but wasn't exactly in a position where I had the skills and the knowledge in order to guide, you know, the team and others within the company. So the time that this course became available was ideal for me. So I was looking out for somewhere where I could gain that knowledge. So this came at a very, very good time. As I said previously, part of my role very much looking at ways to improve production processes. As we're all aware, our industry, as much as it's very broad in its disciplines in general, one thing it does show is it's very labour intensive, and we need to be looking at ways in which we can remain competitive, improve our service for customers, and of course, quality of jobs for our employees. So this, you know, it's an important part of my role here. My hopes from this course, and I think they were very much satisfied really, was to sort of understand that Lean mindset, gain the understanding of the principles behind it, and be in a position where I could come back to our business, implement that with the team, and ultimately creating a more internal guide to form part of our training of new team members and also existing people here, so that it really does become part of our culture. I think I'm very fortunate, having joined this business, that it very much is part of the culture here. But, you know, there's more we can do. And obviously, important part of the Lean process is the idea of continuous improvement. And that's very much what we're working on here.
And you mentioned working with the rest of the team to put some of this into practice. Have you found that the team have largely been receptive? Did you have any challenges when you first started to introduce some of these ideas?
Yeah, so I remember raising some of these questions when we were on the course before, you know, the idea, the concept of the waste walk, which I'm sure Neil, you know, potentially touch on a bit later, you know, when you're going around observing, you know, people working and this kind of stuff, it can potentially might be a bit uncomfortable for some people. So you have to be proactive in speaking to those people and really engaging them in why you're undertaking this process and getting them involved in it, so that people understand it's a way of improving the work, make their roles, you know, potentially more easier, more satisfying, you know, their time is being really productive. So things like that, you know, had to overcome some of those issues. Like I say, with our company having quite a lot of experience working with lean previously. There were some people within the business that had, you know, were quite happy to get started. But, you know, there certainly are, it certainly does take a proactive approach to engage other people. And that's very important. But the concept of lean naturally does allow that to happen. So it's a very good team exercise and really does foster that collaborative approach to problem solving in the workplace.
So Virginia, you're taking part in our new online Smart Hort modules. Did you have any previous experience of lean, and what are you hoping to gain as a result of taking part in this training?
I've not really had any experience with lean. I have personally tried to apply, you could say, the lean principles without knowing them. But I think what this lean course is going to give me is the tools to actually, right, this is what this is called. This is how you actually have to do it. Because it's all very good, like thinking to yourself, oh, yeah, I have to be more efficient, or this is waste. But actually what this course has given me so far is actually a very well structured way of doing the thinking. So, for example, so far we've gone into the Team Wood or the 7+1 classification of waste and all that. So that's already given me quite a bit of just a substance to work with my team, which at the minute the team is a bit like split 50-50, because it's, I would say, it's a bit of an old team, you could say, and they're a bit used to their ways. So it's just coming from the fresh ladies coming with new ideas. But we just started the course. So I think the more I develop, you know, and my knowledge on lean, thanks to the course, hopefully I can tackle the issues better and can actually make a difference.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. A lot of the businesses that we've worked with, it does seem to have been a really good way for them to kind of embrace new opportunities, introduce new ideas as part of this package of work, rather than just kind of introducing something completely out of the blue with no basis behind it. So the work and, you know, almost kind of like the preparation and the data collection in terms of some of the project trialing does seem to be a really good way to get those people who maybe are a little bit dubious about some of these things to get them on board in the first place.
Just add one more thing. I think Lean will give me at least the way of avoiding all this frustration that I can sense sometimes in the team.
Yeah, and if nothing else, it will give you the ability to trial some of those ideas, to test what will or won't work, which is always a positive thing in itself, I think, from my point of view. Neil, what would you say that some of the key successes of the lean element of the Smart Hort programme have been to date?
Well, I think you mentioned earlier the 20% productivity improvement that we saw with the initial group of companies that went through Smart Hort. And ultimately, the measure of success of any program is it's got to improve business performance, and there's got to be a benefit for the business. I think very closely behind that is there's got to be, and I think, Virginia, you've just touched on it there, there's got to be a benefit for the individuals as well that participate within the improvement activities. Because if they enjoy it, if they can see that it's actually making their life easier and it's making the quality of their work, improving the quality of work that they're doing themselves, then they'll want to participate in it again. They'll want to do it over and over and be more involved in the lean improvement activities. And therefore, that gives it sustainability. If that wasn't the case, if there was just a benefit for the business, then ultimately the lean initiative and the lean improvements would just drop off and they'd just lose interest. And I think that's been absolutely crucial to it. And we've certainly had a lot of feedback from participating companies. And I know Daryl's spoke to us a couple of times and asked for support on doing further implementation. And I think that's been the other big success, is the fact that people seem to have enjoyed it and they've carried on doing the improvements. And therefore, that indicates there's a level of sustainability. And again, just going back to something that Virginia touched upon, it's quite pragmatic in its approach, is lean. It is almost like a step-by-step guide. You know, doing a waste walk, when you do the problem-solving activities, when you do things, there's a technique we use called 5S and workplace organization. It's all way it's, we get the techniques across, and the way it's designed, it allows you to do it on a step-by-step basis. And that way, as many people within the organisation can pick up the skills, and it means it's much easier to transfer the skills across. And therefore, that improves the amount of improvements that you get from people that are participating within the Lean activities. So I'd say that's probably the other key successes alongside the big headline figure of the 20% improvement.
Yeah, I completely agree. And certainly from my point of view, I would say that one of the unique elements of the work that we've been doing so far is that it has been a really useful opportunity to bring businesses together from across the different horticultural sectors. So whereas quite a lot of the time when we're running events or workshops, a lot of them might be focused on a particular crop or a particular production style, it's really giving us an opportunity to focus on sharing best practices between the different businesses. As you said earlier, Neil, so to have kind of soft fruit, field veg, ornamentals businesses all in one room sharing their experiences, ideas and feedback, from my point of view, from being involved in running this course, has been really, really useful. Neil, could you explain a little bit about why you think that this approach and stripping out like the technical production specificity works well for the sort of work that we're doing here?
Yeah, well, it was quite evident, even though it was quite a wide range of businesses that were participating, they all had very common problems. And a lot of it was down to the seasonality of the businesses. So very highly seasonal businesses, high levels of transient labour. So seasonal labour coming into the business, and at times difficulty in bringing the right skills into the business. And I think that's only been compounded with political scenarios and with COVID. So the ability to get the most out of the resources you've got within the business and the skills that you've got within the business becomes absolutely crucial. And I think the lean techniques, you know, for example, the 7 Waste Plus 1 and the waste walk, as Daryl mentioned, the ability to strip out all that non-value-added activity to increase the capacity of the really skilled people that you've got within the business to get the most out of them, I think that struck a chord with everybody on the course. And I think the timing was right with everything that's going on in the environmental factors within which a lot of these businesses are having to operate within.
Yeah, I completely agree. And definitely matches a lot of the feedback that we had from those first centres as well. Daryl, do you think you could explain the specifically what did you find most useful from being part of the Strategic Smart Horse Centres?
In general, something that's been quite significant for me is just having developed a general lean mindset when I'm assessing any kind of problems at work. You know, I've got these, as Virginia touched on, there's kind of more of a we have the sort of more consistent skills that allow us to do it in a more consistent and logical way. I mean, previously, if I was going into a department and thinking about, oh, I need to spend some time with those people and see what's going on here, you know, I would have made the assumption that, right, I'll set aside a couple of days, I'll go in there, I'll just chip in and see what's going on. But, you know, that's with the lean, it's allowing me to have the skills to be much more specific, engage a lot more people, and to go into these departments in a collaborative way and really engage others in it, so that we can, you know, it's a very efficient way of identifying where your waste tasks are and where you can add the value and where you can reduce the non-value added tasks. So that's the kind of general thing. So always, whenever I'm thinking about, you know, organizing work here, it's just always in my mind, there is that lean mindset. And that's something that encouraging in all the other people that I'm working with and the new people coming through as well. I think a more specific point that I found very useful, so as I said in my introduction, I found, you know, our company, you know, one of our strengths is our, you know, large product range. Like I said, just, you know, well over 1200 varieties here. So I struggled previously to think, like, where do you start with this? Where do you start? Where do you hone in on a product range like that is like that? If I was trying to compare, you know, our business with, say, a factory that made a couple of different products, you know, non-living product. I just found it very difficult to think about that. But one of the concepts that Neil and others discussed when we were doing our training was the idea of runners, repeaters and strangers. So, you know, obviously you look at your products you're producing most frequently in the highest volume. So that's kind of the place you start. You know, the strangers are the ones that you're working with less frequently. So, you know, you really want to focus on the things that you're handling most that make up the biggest part of your range. So having that point, so instead of it being a big, you know, where do I start here, that concept really allowed me to sort of think, right, so I want to look at this, right, we produce those crops are the ones we produce the most of, we start there, we tweak that. If we make gains on, you know, that one crop that represents, you know, x number of units, and therefore we can quantify the potential savings that we're going to make through any lean training. Just having that general understanding of the skills and confidence required now that I, you know, I can go to any department within the business completely unfamiliar with the general work, and we can all get together, can think, right, what are we doing? We can observe what's going on. We can really, you know, crack on and really make some good gains. And I suppose in a softer side of it as well, but very important, we're, you know, always trying to think about how we can encourage employee engagement here. And lean just kind of ticks all the boxes, really. It gives you a means of gaining that efficiency, but then you get to do it in a way that really engages other employees as well. And as, you know, Neil and others have said, really makes people feel like, all right, this does make work a lot easier, a lot better, and they feel really empowered by it. So, you know, there's noticeable benefits. You know, there's the more specific technical ones where, you know, you make your savings on your time and your money there, but in terms of the sort of satisfaction of employees as well, that's a very real tangible benefit that you get from implementing these kind of processes in the workplace.
Definitely. And that also, it all sounds so positive, and it's so encouraging that throughout the last year, which obviously has been very difficult with all the challenges, that you've clearly made loads of progress with this. So it's really, really encouraging to hear. Do you think that you could quantify a benefit to the business in terms of kind of productivity improvement, like percentages maybe, as a result of introducing some of these techniques?
So obviously part of the products we were doing with the AHDB, you know, it was very much, as Neil stated, the real focus was to be practical here. You know, it wasn't just another kind of you know, management course or professional development type course where you go sit in the classroom and someone that's worked in the industry before, you know, talks you through their experience. Like, this is a very practical and engaging course. And part of that, you know, very much from the start was for us to return to our businesses and begin work on a project. You know, I was going into this course thinking, oh, you know, I learned some basic concepts. And then I came back to the workplace with the sort of real momentum and the expectation that I needed to sort of produce something from this. So that was a real, you know, kickstarter there from this. So the project that I was developed as part of the AHDB course was I was looking at creating a new piece of equipment that would improve our propagation efficiency here on site. So being a producer of plug plants, we produce, you know, 40 million plants last year, I think we sold. These go into cell trays. Plugs them, have a hole drilled in them by our plug making machine. During the transit from the production area of the plug trays to the propagation area, the trays move in transit and the hole that's been created gets filled in. So by the time they come up to the propagation area where the cuttings are being inserted, the team then have to remake the holes that had already been put in by the machine. So that is quite an obvious, you know, wasteful activity there. So what I looked at was developing a board that could, it wasn't practical initially to move the whole, you know, it's a big piece of equipment that made these plugs. It wasn't practical to move that nearer to the site, which would have been the more, you know, straightforward way around it. So I developed the idea of looking at creating a board which had, you know, pegs in it, and you could put that over the tray, push it down, and it would open those holes back up again. And that could save us the amount of time an individual was spending hand dibbing these holes. It was about 30 seconds a tray. So if we times that by the output do a year, so if we say 190,000 trays we're producing based on sort of last year's figures, that would be a saving of about £14,000 if we could cut that out. You know, so we're trialing that at the moment. So I don't have the final figures at the moment, but the potential there is significant. It's a very small thing. It doesn't sound particularly groundbreaking or anything, but when you think about that 30 seconds per person per tray for the volume of work we're doing, that's the real potential there to save us, you know, £14,000 a year off our labour bill. So it is quite significant.
Yeah, when you start thinking about the scaling up potential, things like that, it's clear to see how big the potential savings could be. So Virginia, we're obviously not as far through the online modules and we're not to the same stage as Daryl's been able to get to, but what has been covered in those modules so far that you would say has been the most useful?
I think probably the most useful is the 8 categories of waste we can have. Up to now, really, I was like, oh yeah, that's insane. Seems very wasteful. There should be a better way of doing that. It was a bit not very precise, I would say. I've learned that there's 8 ways you can categorize waste, and it's like really exciting because now I can say, oh yeah, we can actually start classifying and we can actually start tackling an issue at a time. Because I think up till now it was a bit like, well, yeah, we can change that, but now it's like, right, this thing, like transport, it's like, right, where are you going? Maybe if we stop moving so much and if we have things more localized in a certain area instead of moving so much. So it's like highlighting that issue properly on paper. I think that's quite handy, I would say. I mean, I'm still, we just started module 2, so we're not that advanced at the minute, but I think it's, so far it's been, you know, it's starting new ideas in my head. It's different ways of doing things. So, I mean, yeah, so far it's really, really interesting. So can't wait to see what's next, really. But I would say also a good part has been being able to see that other businesses than ours have also issues, you could say, with waste and time management, you could say. But it's quite nice to actually see other people and see them talk to them, and we're all discussing all these issues that we have, and you can see they're all also very interested in, you know, what you have to say. And I think that's quite, I would say, fulfilling in a way, because it's like at this, you know, this past year you couldn't go to any shows, you couldn't really interact with people face to face. So I think it's been quite handy to just talk to people, even if it's just through a screen.
It was really important to us when we were planning these as well that we knew from the first set of work that we did with the centres how important that interactivity was. So yeah, it was very important to us that we made sure that was replicated as far as possible in these online modules as well. So it's good to hear that is a positive element of it. Neil, what advice would you give to businesses who also have previously had no experiences with Lean, but after listening to this podcast, would like to find out more?
I think the starting point has got to be the HDB website. There's a lot of resources on there, case studies, reference material. So I think that's got to be the first place to start. And from that, that will hopefully signpost you to where you need to look for further intervention and support. And just generally, I tend to sort of Google Lean horticulture. There's a lot of case studies from around the world now, which are quite interesting to see what other countries are doing in terms of Lean. A lot of good examples from America and Ireland, and not surprisingly from Holland. So there's a lot of information out there, and it's quite exciting to see where businesses are taking Lean now.
Very much agree. Thank you all very much for your time. So Neil, Daryl and Virginia, thanks so much for contributing to today's podcast. It's been really interesting and enlightening to hear about your experiences of Lean management as part of the Smart Hort programme. As Neil mentioned, at AHDB, we do have a comprehensive range of information and resources on Lean available on the Smart Hort page on the AHDB website. So if you go there, you can find downloadable posters and articles on how to get started started with lean implementation. We are also very shortly going to be uploading the videos and recordings of the online module training. So for those of you who would like to get involved, who haven't been involved to date, please visit ahdb.org.uk/smarthort. I really hope that you've enjoyed today's podcast. Thank you very much for listening.